good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'adhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, How a Muslim Should Be. Alhamdulillah, today is our sixth episode, and previously we've heard some beautiful topics of which qualities, which attributes should exist in a Muslim. And inshallah, today another beautiful topic which we will be speaking about, and this action, it should exist in our life, inshallah. What is this action? We will definitely listen to this, but before we continue, as per usual, let's hear a beautiful blessing of reciting peace and blessings through the Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he has said that dua is restricted between the earth and the sky. It does not go upwards until you send durood-e paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So if we want our du'as to be accepted, then we must recite durood-e paak before the du'a and then after the du'a. Inshallah, Azawajal, with the mercy of Allah, you will see your du'as being accepted, inshallah. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, make it your habit to continue to recite durood-e paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll mention one Madani pool here, inshallah. You know, at times, We have to wait at places. For example, you go to the doctors, your appointment is at, let's say, 3 o'clock. At times what happens, the doctor's delayed, you've got other patients. Sometimes you have to wait there for another extra half an hour. They call you in at 3:30, 3:45. Sometimes the delay is half an hour, 45 minutes. And especially if you go to hospital, A&E, you might have to wait there for 2 hours, 3 hours. And then we complain that we had to wait in the hospital, in the doctors, at the dentist for so long. No doubt we have to wait. But if we use that time wisely, then inshallah, us just waiting there, this could be a means of reward for us. You might be thinking, brother, how? How is this possible? Now you're waiting at the doctor's. It's a half an hour delay, it's a 45 minute delay. You're not doing nothing. All you have to do is just sit there and wait. If you recite durood-e paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time, if you do the zikr of Allah at that time, imagine how much zikr of Allah you could do. Imagine how much durood-e paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you can recite, inshallah. And today is it's a time of technology. You know, our mobile phones, what do we have? We have internet. Now, instead of going to other websites, checking your social media, open up Dawat Islami's website. Find there's so many books there. In 38 languages approximately, Dawat Islami translates books. Whatever language is yours, mostly it's going to be English. Open Dawat Islami's website. Find a book to read. That half an hour, imagine how much Islamic knowledge you can, inshallah, achieve. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azawajal give us this ability to spend our time wisely, to spend our time doing the zikr of Allah, to spend our time reciting durood-e paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us this ability to spend our time, our free time, inshallah Azawajal, learning Islamic knowledge. Inshallah Azawajal, by the virtue of this, you will not only see blessings in this world, but inshallah you will see blessings in the hereafter. And in regards to free time, I'll mention one thing. You know, in Jannah, may Allah Azawajal give us all Jannah. Me and do dua for me and inshallah all that are watching. May Allah give us Jannah for those of the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You may know that there are 7 heavens. The highest heaven is Jannah for those. May Allah give us Jannah for those, inshallah. But it's mentioned that you know the people that will go into the Jannahs below Jannah for those. It's mentioned about them. They will have happiness, but they will have one regret. What is that one regret? That Ya Allah Azawajal, that time that I wasted in the world, I hope I spent that in your way. I hope I spent that time pleasing you. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, instead of wasting our time, instead of, you know, wasting our useful time, Let's inshallah use our time to get closer to Allah, to do the dhikr of Allah, to recite through the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to seek Islamic knowledge inshallah. So may Allah azawajal give us the ability to spend our time wisely inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, inshallah azawajal, before I talk about the topic, let me mention to you a beautiful incident about the topic that I will be speaking about today. It's mentioned on page 139 of the book Khazani Riyazul Salihin, published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the official publishing department of Dawat Islami. The Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he has said that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a story in front of the companions, in front of the Sahaba. What was this story? He mentions that in the previous era, there were three men. And these three men, they were traveling. They were traveling from one place to the other place. Now what happened? Now they reached a place, they were traveling, they went inside a cave to spend the night there. As soon as they entered that cave, due to some storm, a massive rock, a solid rock, this fell in front of the entrance of that cave. Allahu Akbar. But now what's happened is that the same cave they went in, it's blocked. The entrance is blocked because this rock has fallen in front of the entrance. Now they thought to themselves, they tried their best to move that rock, but because it's a solid rock, they couldn't move it out of the way. Now they were stuck. And you know today, what happens? We get into a difficulty, we got the mobile phones today. We phone our friends, we phone our family. If need to be, we phone the emergency services that I'm stuck at this so-and-so place, I need your help. Now they had never had phones, there was nothing like that. Their traveling was not like our traveling, that today we can get from one side of the country to the other side of the country. Today we can travel from one side of the world to the other side of the world by plane. It wasn't like that. Their traveling used to take days. So they're traveling, and what happens is they're stuck in this cave now. Now what happens? Tried to move the rock, they couldn't. Then they came to this conclusion that if for us to get out of this cave, let's three of us make dua in the court of Allah. Make dua, supplicate in the court of Allah, and let's present one good deed that we have done in our life in the court of Allah as a wasila. So we're going to present one good deed that, Ya Allah, I have done so and so good deed. Please, for the sake of that good deed, if it's been accepted in your court, please allow this rock to move. So it's mentioned, the first person, he made dua in the court of Allah. He said, Ya Allah, I'm a person that, alhamdulillah, with your mercy, I saved my parents. Now, whenever I come home from my job in the evening, I bring some milk. First of all, I serve it to my parents. After my serving it to my parents, then I serve it to my children, and I serve it to my servants. Ya Allah Azawajal, one day, what happened? I was coming back, I reached my house, and I bought the milk as well. But when I reached my parents' room, I found to know that they had fallen asleep. Now my children were crying for the milk, the servants were asking for the milk. But because I was that person, that Ya Allah Azawajal, I always serve my parents first, before my children and before my servants. Ya Allah Azawajal, I didn't find it appropriate to wake them up. Ya Allah, I stood beside their beds. And Ya Allah, I waited for them to wake up. Now in the morning when they woke up, they seen me standing there. They said, why are you standing here? I said, oh my parents, I bought this milk. And as is my routine, I give the milk to you first. So I have waited the whole night here. Whilst the children were asking for the milk, whilst my servants were asking for the milk, I came here to serve you first before I serve my children and my servants. And then he says, Ya Allah Azawajal, if this action, if this deed of mine has been accepted in your court, then Ya Allah, remove us from this difficulty. Now what happened, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? As soon as this person made this dua, the rock is slightly moved to the right. Now what happened? So they tried to get out, but it still wasn't enough space for three of them to get out. So what happened? Then the second person made dua. He said, Ya Allah Azawajal, once in my life, I fell in love with my uncle's daughter. Now I had this evil desire that I'm going to commit an evil action with her. I approached her, I told her what I wanted, but she refused. She was a pious woman, she refused, Ya Allah Azawajal. But once in her life, she went through financial difficulties. Ya Allah Azawajal, she came to me. She came to me for help to remove her financial issues. I said to her, I will remove your financial issues. But if you want your financial issues to be removed, then you must commit this action, this evil action with me. Now, because she was mujboor, because she had no other choice, she agreed. It's mentioned that as soon as he approached her, the woman, she began to tremble, she began to cry, she began to shiver. And she said to the person, the old person, fear Allah. Allah is watching you, fear Allah. He says that, Ya Allah, as soon as she said this to me, I stepped back. I let her go and I also gave her money. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I feared you. Due to your fear, I never committed that sin. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I let her go, not only let her go, but I also removed her financial issue. Ya Allah, if this action of mine has been accepted in your court, then Ya Allah, please remove this difficulty. Now as soon as he made this dua, same thing happened. The rock, it started to move to the right again. Slightly moved, but what happened? Still, it wasn't enough space for them to get out of the cave. Then the third person, he made a dua in the court of Allah. He said, Ya Allah, I employed some people, I employed some men for labor, and all of them, except one, used to take the wage. So Ya Allah, I used to give wage to all of them, but there was one person that would not take his wage. Now what happened? With the money, with his wage that he would not take, I invested that money into a business. I invested that money so I could get money back. Now after some years, when that business did well, I gave him all this money. I gave him all these animals. Due to that business going well, I gave him all these animals. He said, what's this? I said to him, that money that I used to give to you, you never used to take that wage, but I invested that into a business for you. Now your business has been so well that you can have all these animals, and this is how much money you can have. Now my dear respected Islamic brothers, it's mentioned that person, he took the money, he took all of his animals and he left. Allahu Akbar. And he says that this individual says, Ya Allah, if this action of mine has been accepted in your court, then Ya Allah, remove this difficulty. It's mentioned as soon as the third person said this, the rock moved and all three of them were successfully able to leave that cave. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful parable. What was the first person's good deed? He used to serve his parents. Inshallah, in the coming episode, one topic that I will be discussing is the importance of serving parents. But before I continue, inshallah, before we get to that stage, my dear respected Islamic brothers, a Muslim serves his parents. And like I've just mentioned, inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will be talking about the importance of serving your parents. The second person, what did he do? What was his good deed? He feared Allah. He had khawfe khuda in his heart. Allahu Akbar. Again, this is another topic that we will be discussing in detail in the coming episodes. But khawfe khuda, the fear of Allah, this is a vital thing for a Muslim, to have the fear of Allah in his heart. Now think to yourself, if we adopt this statement, if we implement this one statement in our life, you will see that inshallah azza wa jal, we will be staying away from sins. Today, people say that, brother, I can't stay away from sins. One statement. And what is that one statement? It's common sense, but I'll mention it in front of you. What is that statement that will help you to develop the fear of Allah? That statement is, Allah is watching. Allah is watching you. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching you. If we implement this statement in our life, if we embed this in our heart, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that your life, you will perform those actions that will please Allah, and you will stay away from those actions that displease Allah. So the second action, the second person who did the second, who presented his deed, was he feared Allah. And the third action was that this person, he looked after a person's wealth. Sadly today, I mentioned this previously a few episodes ago, today sadly everyone cares about themselves. Now think to yourself, if you had one worker who would not take his wage, now what would you do? Oh, he's not taking his wage, that's an extra money for me. I'd have to pay one person. But look at this pious person of Allah. That what did he used to do? He used to present that, he used to invest that money into a business to give back to that person in the future. And he did give it back in the future. Today, we use so many excuses. Nah, brother, this money is not yours. Brother, you owe me not this much, you owe me this much. For example, you owe me 200, that person owes you 200 pounds. We'll stick a few of the extra 100 pounds on it. Brother, this car is not worth 500 pounds that you're giving me. You're selling it for 500 pounds, it's not worth 500 pounds. It's worth 400 pounds. Meaning fraud. Deceiving other people. This is not how a Muslim lives his life. So these were three good deeds that were presented in the court of Allah that were accepted, due to which these people, these three pious people, they were removed from this difficulty. But what was the main thing that these three people did? What did they do? The main thing they did was, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, they made dua in the court of Allah. They supplicated in the court of Allah. Sadly today, we don't make dua in the court of Allah. We don't supplicate in the court of Allah. And even we make dua in the court of Allah, we know how our dua is like. We know how we raise our hands in the court of Allah. We know how quickly we do dua. My dear respected Islamic brothers, let me mention to you a translation of a beautiful ayah from the Holy Quran. What is this ayah of the Holy Quran? Surah Mu'min, ayah number 60. And your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Allahu Akbar. All those people that are going through difficulties, all those people who are going through problems at this moment in time, all those people who desire something, listen to this ayah again. Why is this ayah again? Allah says in the Holy Quran, and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayers. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has said, make dua to me, I will answer your prayers. Today we go from one doorstep to another doorstep, one place to another doorstep, to go and find something, to achieve something. Brother, raise your hands in the court of Allah. You will see Allah's mercy descend upon you, inshallah. My dear respected Islam brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, another thing, talking about this ayah of the Holy Quran, ask me and I will give you this ayah of the Holy Quran. Let me mention to you one Madini fool here today. Now, for example, there's one person. He comes to you one day. Brother, I'm going through a difficulty. I'm going through a financial crisis. Please give me some money. Now, you'll find it very difficult to give him that money in the first place. But say so, you give him that money. Now, second day, the same person comes back to you. That, please give me some money. You'll be like, brother, you took money off me yesterday. At least give me that back before I give you some more money. Say, for example, you give him some more money. On the third day, he phones you again. Brother, I'm still in a financial difficulty. Please give me some more money. You'll block him. You'll go after him that, please, the money that I gave you, at least give me that back. I'm not giving you no money at all. You'll become fed up of him. You'll block him on your mobile to stop him from phoning you. Now think to yourself, Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful Allah, our merciful Lord, my dear respected disciples, as much dua as you want to make in the court of Allah, you can make. There's no limit at all. You ask after one namaz and the second namaz again, you ask Allah, there is no limit. As much as you want to ask Allah, Allah will give you. And the viewers of Madini channel, how much a person asks Allah, that's how much Allah likes that person. Think to yourself, in this world, we ask someone time and time again, they become fed up of us. They see us on the road, they'll cross the road, they'll go into a different path, they'll go somewhere else, they'll avoid bumping into us. But Allah is a merciful. That we ask Allah, Allah will give to us. And Allah likes those people that make dua in His court. Allah gets happy with those people that make dua in His court. Allah has said in the Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, verse number 186, and O dear Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my bondsmen question you concerning me, then surely I am close. I answer the prayer and the supplicant when he calls upon me. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has said, that should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring protection against your enemy and will increase in your sustenance. Now, think to yourself, is this something that we don't want today? We always complain that there's no barakah, there's no blessings in my sustenance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will give you one action that will increase your sustenance. I will give you one action to implement in your life that will protect you from your enemies. What is the action? What is the action that you should implement in your life? He says, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, because dua is the weapon of a mu'min. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful oration. But sadly, we don't make dua in the court of Allah. We don't ask Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't ask in His court. Think to yourself, my dear respected disciples. A waswasa. Dear viewers of Madini channel, you know, another thing might come to your mind. Brother, you're talking about dua. You're talking about the importance of dua. You're talking about constantly doing dua in the court of Allah. Brother, I always make dua in the court of Allah. I regularly raise my hands in the court of Allah. Brother, it's been 10 years I haven't got children. It's been 15 years I haven't got children. It's 20 years that I've been married, I haven't got children. Brother, I ask Allah all the time. But this dua is not being accepted. Another person might be watching, I'm looking for a job for so long, maybe 6 months, maybe 1 year. This dua is not being accepted, I can't find a job. Meaning people at this moment in time, you might be going through so many difficulties. You do dua in the court of Allah, but your duas are not accepted. Let me give you such a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to this, that inshallah azawajal will satisfy your hearts. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that every dua you make contains at least one of the following three advantages. Number one, either that person gets what he wants, he asks for a job, he gets a job, he asks for children, he gets children, he wants to get married, he gets married, whatever he wants, his duas are accepted. Number two, either his dua, the supplication, due to that supplication that he made, his sin is forgiven. We might not know. We might think that our dua has not been accepted. We don't know. Maybe that dua was the cause of our sins being removed from our account of deeds. And the final thing, my dear respected Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the final advantage is, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a person whose dua is not accepted in this world, he does not get what he wants. Maybe he will get its reward in the afterlife. In the afterlife, when man sees the reward of his prayers that were not answered in the world, he will wish that, I hope none of my duas were accepted in the world. Allahu Akbar. So, my dear respected Islam brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, let me repeat this to you again. All those that say that my duas are not accepted, I ask Allah, I don't get what I want. Remember, either you get what you want, that's one, the pillar. The second one is, that maybe due to that supplication not being accepted, your sins are forgiven in your account of deeds. And number three, maybe because you haven't got what you wanted, it's going to be saved for the hereafter. And like I've just mentioned, a person will be on the Day of Judgment when he sees all the reward, the whole reward for the du'as that were not accepted in this world, he would wish that, Ya Allah, I hope you never accepted any of my du'as in the world. Allahu Akbar. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, we should never lose hope. We do not know what's better for us. And you know, another waswasa might come into our mind. Brother, I read my namaz, I've still got these problems. Brother, I fast in the month of Ramadan, still my du'as are not being accepted. Brother, my next door neighbor, my cousin, he does not read no namaz, doesn't go to the masjid, he doesn't fast in the month of Ramadan, and I know exactly how he's living his life. I'm doing all this, I go to the masjid on a daily basis, still my du'as are not accepted. My dear respected Islamic brothers, let me mention to you a beautiful narration. Trust me, inshallah, this narration will give you peace, inshallah. This narration will give you sukoon. It's mentioned, but when a pious person makes dua in the court of Allah, Allah says to the angels, oh my angels, oh my innocent angels, don't give him immediately what he wants. Let him keep asking. Why? Because Allah says to the angels, oh my angels, the reason for this is because this pious person, I like his voice. So I would like him to keep on asking me, and then finally I will give him. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful narration. What a beautiful narration about our du'as not being accepted. Maybe your du'as are not being accepted. Maybe Allah likes your voice. That's why your du'as are not being accepted, my dear respected Islamic brothers. So never lose hope. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows what's better for us. Now think to yourself, a mother, she has a child, maybe 1 year old, 2 year old. Now what happens? That child needs to have an injection. That child does not want to have the injection, but that mother forces that child to have the injection. She holds him so the doctor, the nurse, they can give the injection to that person. Now what would you say? That the mother's cruel? Look at the child, he's crying his head off, but still the mother's making him have this injection? No. Why? Because the mother knows what's better for her child. The mother knows that this injection, my son, my daughter does not know why this injection is giving them. This will be beneficial for them in their whole life. They don't understand that. I know what's better for my child. That's one mother. Allah Azza wa Jal loves us 70 times more than our mother. Do you not think that Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's better for us? He definitely knows what's better for us. So sometimes when your du'as are not being accepted, have trust in the court of Allah. Have trust upon Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever He has written for me, is better for me. I don't understand if it's better for me or not, but Allah Azza wa Jal, who loves me 70 times more than my mother, He knows what's better for me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing I will mention here. You know, at times we do make du'a in the court of Allah, but we only make du'a for ourselves. My business, my job, my house, my car, my this, my that, my children, my wife. Make a habit of yours to make du'a for other people. And let me tell you the blessing of this. In two narrations I will mention in front of you. Inshallah, hopefully these two narrations, they will motivate you not only to make du'a for yourself, but to make du'a for others as well, inshallah. What is these two narrations? It's mentioned that a sahabi, he mentions that I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, that any person who makes istighfar, du'a of forgiveness for all Muslim men and women, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will write a virtue for him in return for each and every Muslim man and woman. Allahu Akbar. Let's not talk about the dead. Let's not talk about those people who are buried in the grave. According to a statistic, there are approximately 1.8 billion Muslims around the whole world. 1.8 billion Muslims around the whole globe. Now think to yourself, you make dua for other Muslims. You make dua for the whole Muslim Ummah. Just for the living I'm talking about. We're not talking about the dead. just easily within 10, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, you can get the reward of approximately 1.8 billion good deeds just like that. Why? Because you made dua and maghfirat for the Muslim men and Muslim women that are alive. Think to yourself, 1.8 currently alive at the moment Muslims. Imagine that how much have passed away in the past. So make it your habit, inshallah, that you make dua and maghfirat for the Muslims who are alive, but for all those Muslims that have passed away. As much Muslims that have passed away, as much Muslims that are currently living, you will get a virtue, a good deed for each of them. Look how easy it is. Look how easy it is to earn good deeds in Islam, inshallah. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, making your intention to make du'as for others. You know these narrations, alhamdulillah, these are beautiful narrations. But one thing I'll mention here, even you don't see any output straight away. Think to yourself, you make du'a for a person behind their back. They don't know you made du'a for them. Their difficulty is removed. Your few words, your du'a being accepted in the court of Allah may remove your Muslim brother or sister's difficulty. Imagine how much happiness you will gain in return. Imagine how much sukoon you will gain in return. Your small effort, and look at the difficulties that is removed from that person. So make it your habit. Whenever you see someone, give them du'as, make du'a for them. And especially if you see someone that's going through a difficulty, make du'a for them. And a final thing that I'll mention here, inshallah. You know, sadly, may make du'a. But what are we thinking about? We're thinking about the game, who's playing at the moment, what's the score at the moment. We're thinking about what's happening in the house. We're thinking about what's happening here. We're thinking about what's happening at our workplace. We're thinking about work, our businesses, this and that. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we make dua in the court of Allah, we should have full concentration in regards to making that dua. I'll mention to you the reason for this in regards from a waqia. Once Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he passed by a person who was humbly making dua. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he said that if it was up to me, if it was in my power, then I would definitely fulfill the need of this person. At that time, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he said, O Musa, I am more Rahim, I am more Kareem, I am more kind and merciful, etc. than you. But the thing is, this person, he's calling out to me, no doubt he's calling out to me, but his heart is towards his goats. So I do not hear the dua of such a person whose heart is towards others. Allahu Akbar. So when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam informed this person, he made dua to Allah from his heart and his dua was accepted. You know, sometimes you complain, my dua is not being accepted. I make dua after every namaz. I make dua on a daily basis. Still, my dua is not being accepted. Make dua from the heart. Put your full concentration. Forget everything else. You know, today, you speak to a special person. Your mind will be there. Your focus will be on that person that you're speaking to. We're asking in the court of Allah. Make dua from the heart. Forget everyone else for a few minutes. And let's supplicate in the court of Allah. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, may Allah give us the enthusiasm to make dua in the court of Allah. One final narration that I will mention in front of you, inshallah. One narration that I will mention in front of you. That it's mentioned that uttering Ya Rabbana 5 times is also very effective for the dua to be accepted. After mentioning these blessed words 5 times in the Holy Quran, it has been said, so their Lord accepted their prayer. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, when you make dua, this is one Madani fool, that say Ya Rabbana 5 times. Say now inshallah, say Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. So inshallah, when you make dua, one Madani fool from the start of the program was, we should try to recite Durood e Pak once, at least once before the dua and once after the dua, so the dua can ascend towards the skies. And second thing, 5 times, Ya Rabbana, make an intention to say in your dua, inshallah. May Allah give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah give us this enthusiasm to supplicate in the court of Allah with our full heart, with our concentration, inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue.